Hopefully you're all having a good week this Wednesday night, midweek, as we come together to study the scriptures and sing these songs as we worship our God. This evening, as we look at the scriptures together, our focus will be on Luke chapter 12. We'll begin reading in verse 16 a parable that Jesus told to his followers. He said to them, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" In this parable, Jesus presents us with a man that has been richly blessed and makes his own decision concerning how he's going to proceed, since his blessings are so overflowing that he doesn't even have sufficient room to store them all. So he makes his plans, and in those plans he begins to set forth the path he's going to take, the barns that he has. He'll take those down. He's going to build even greater ones so that he will have sufficient room for all that he has. And he considers all of these blessings, and he considers his future. And his future is very secure as he sees it because of what he has and because of what he's going to do. And there's no thought whatsoever about God, first of all, being the source of his blessings, nor does he consider God's will in regard to what to do with his blessings. And he began to feel this satisfaction and this sense of security based on what he planned to do in his mind with what he had, excluding spiritual considerations. As God looks down upon him, he sees this man's folly. And he points out to this man that his life is about to come to an end. And because he is not given consideration to the most important things in life, he'll be found wanting. He's in serious trouble. His soul is going to be lost. His soul will leave his body. And then all the preparations that he has made concerning worldly or earthly things will be left to someone else. It's kind of like the reasoning that Solomon went through as you read through the book of Ecclesiastes. You see his realization that life is not about material things and all of the different pursuits that one can go after that relate to this life on earth. But the conclusion of all of it is, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. This is what life is all about. This is what we need to focus on. The wealthy man in this parable did not give that consideration. We need to think about the brevity of life. Verse 20, "This night your soul will be required of you." We don't know. None of us do. If this is the night that we leave this life, if this is the night that the Lord returns, none of that is certain. But what we do know is that we can for certain make right decisions that give the proper consideration to where our future really is, heaven. Are we laying up treasure in heaven? Here was a man who was laying up treasure, but he doesn't seem to give thought to what he should do with his treasure. He's just building these barns so that he can put his excess there for himself. This seems very much in line with another rich man that we read about in the Bible, who had much and even had opportunity at his gate to do something with the wealth that he had. That would be to care for a poor beggar by the name of Lazarus. Here was a man whose excess was for himself. It was not for, what can I do? I've got plenty for myself. What can I do for the Lord, for the poor, for the needy, for the church today, for us? We must give consideration to God's will, realizing the brevity of life, and asking ourselves the question, if God were to examine me, would he see a person that is spiritually focused, that considers day in, day out what I can do for the Lord and His service, even if I had little in this world's goods, don't have much monetarily speaking, am I making preparations for the life to come? Do I show to God that I am thinking about my future, the future of my friends and family, my fellow man, and I'm doing what I can to make the proper preparation for that future, myself and others? We don't know when our soul is going to be required of us, but what we leave behind is very significant. If all we leave behind is material goods that are going to be passed on to someone else, we haven't really made the kind of difference in this life that God wants us to. He wants us to leave behind an example worth following, an influence upon the lives of other people that will be felt for generations. Think about your influence upon your children, your neighbors, friends and family, that could have a permanent impact upon their lives, which they in turn would teach to their descendants. Much good can happen when we focus on the right things, unlike this man. God reminds us in verse 21, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." To be rich toward God would be to give of ourself toward God the things that really matter. We can't literally give to God our money in the sense that, you know, we have something that he doesn't already own, because monetary things all belong to him. We just are to be good stewards and use those things properly and have a spiritual focus so that we in fact are wise with what he gives us and are good stewards of these things. But we can certainly give him some things that he doesn't have, and that relates to our own free will. You see, God giving us the choice that we do have doesn't require us, doesn't make us, we're not robots to automatically and without choice follow him. So we have to give our lives to him, right? As a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. When we do that, we are giving, we are being rich toward God, using not only our monetary blessings in the proper fashion, considering spiritual things, but also our time, our energy, our efforts, what we have in this life, because we can be among those who tragically are not rich toward God with those things, like the person who the seed is sown in his heart, but then the things of this world, the riches, the cares of this world, other things enter in, choke the word, that person becomes unfruitful because he has given himself over to, he is rich toward himself, his own desires, his pursuits. Being rich toward God means we deny ourselves a lot of things. We empty ourselves of what we might want and desire that can distract us from our primary purpose in life, which is to serve God, be a Christian, live the holy separate life, and also then fulfill the work that God has given us to do, whether that's evangelistic work, whether that's benevolent work, or that might be building up the church work, strengthening our brethren, helping the body of Christ around us. All of these things involve richness toward God. So where is our focus this evening? Are we focused on the right things? If God were to examine us, would he look down upon people who are the exact opposite of the man in this parable? We need to build spiritual barns. We need to have a spiritual richness that we share with others so that God will be glorified, much good accomplished for his will, and we maintain our walk on the path that leads to eternal life. Tonight, if you're not yet a Christian, a part of making the preparation for your future is the initial belief that Jesus is the Son of God, the turning away from the life of sin, the confession that the heart does. You do believe in Christ as God's Son. And then there's that act of baptism, immersion in water. But it's all about contacting the blood of Jesus Christ, where forgiveness of sins is found. And then we come forth from baptism, new creatures, new people, new focus, a new life to live for the Lord. If you've been living that life, but have drifted or wandered, you know that the Lord desires to bring you back home. If you need to come to Him, we encourage you in that as we stand and sing.